When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Ready for Kyle Fade? Kyle Fade! Ah, Kyle. I can't wait to see him again at Meijer. Every time I go, I'm like on the lookout. I'm going to be such a dick. I saw him one time and I was not a dick. I got to up my dick game. And be more of a cock. Chris writes, on the Lost Zane recordings from Monday on Patreon, the Sudden Death podcast was good. It's Kenny asking the guys to listen to a metal song and a subsequent beat up. There were some good times on there. Steven and the pedo in the mornings, Corey writes. Kenny says, is your reply to that one lady on that post now gone? I didn't see it. It was on the, what do you call it? The post was the one where Greg was eating the chicken finger and drinking the root beer jizz martini, which that got a lot of laughs. It was on that. He says, yeah, your reply doesn't show up. It doesn't show up. What the fuck? Come on. Yeah, it does. Come on. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, it does, because the chick just replied to that. She wrote, again, grow up. Look, I'll show you. It's showing up for her because she saw it. What can I say? So, as you can see, isn't it exhausting acting like a 12-year-old? Grow up. Get over it. Honest question. Did a dog bite your face? Again, grow up. So let's talk this through. Does anyone have a response that you would like me to say to old Amy Jo Dabrowski that can cut through the clutter because the fight is still on? Easy taking on Amy Jo. We got to think about this. And I know some of your brains are just as fucked up as mine. Corey, I'm looking at you. Tyler, I'm looking at you. Chris D, I know you've got some talent. Sir Bob, it might be you. Cole in Colorado Springs, where the fuck are you? Kenny occasionally will put on the Punisher gear and he can say something horrible as well. It doesn't have to be right away. Take your time and come up with a great insult. Rebecca says, what's her name? Her name is Amy Jo Dabrowski. D-R-B-D-E. Wait a minute. Amy Jo, J-O, and then D-E, capital B-R-A-S-K-E. Amy Jo Dabrowski. Ask what you'd like to be a Patreon member. Rebecca says she looks familiar. Jeremy says, quote, sounds like you need to have your salad tossed. Chris says, circle her face as a reply. Okay. That looks like a mugshot from a student banger. Nick, I forgot about you, goddammit. I'm giving some credit. Go through her pics and find a good one. Okay, put a pin in this. Now, again, if you want to see this action go down, I'm not going to do it as we speak because I'm podcasting. This comes from this picture of Freebeard. Look at that hair. God damn. Let's kind of focus on this hair a little bit. Look at that. Wow. That is exceptional hair. It's so weird. Well, that's where this comes from. So I will respond in kind to Amy Jo Dabrowski as the day unfolds. Keep your eye on the post, goddammit. Thank you for your suggestions. We're all chatting about it, and Kenny's like, I can't get it to work. It's not working for me, man. God. Will do, Tyler writes. Don't forget to pull out the nose ring before donating your face as a doggy chew toy again. He says, I don't know, not my best work. Writer's block. I was kind of fucked up, but who cares? Little wordy. All right. So everybody having a good time with that. Kenny's just now catching up because he's being a dumb shit. And off we go. Okay. A lot to get to. It was 20 years ago yesterday that this amazing moment happened. Ozzy Osbourne singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I remember playing this on the radio. This person wrote, the fact that this was 20 years ago and Ozzy Osbourne is still alive is incredible. Okay, yeah, because I don't know how, it must have been like massive intoxication or something. Here's Ozzy at the Cubs game singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Ozzy Osbourne! Crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you?
There's Sharon helping out.
Are you ready? One, two, three.
All the players are looking at him.
Let's go out to the ball.
Okay, you can't start with and then let's go out to the ball game. Look at the look on this chick with the halter top or the tube top, whatever the fuck that is. They're like, what? Let's go out to the ball game? That's a 90s haircut, by the way. Go out. He didn't even say crowd. He just, I just got to play it in its entirety. I don't remember what I have to do. Did you just say, I don't remember what I have to do?
Some runs, guys.
Oh, fucking Ozzy. You know, in my opinion, Sharon had to know that he was going to fuck that up horribly. He was actually reading the words and couldn't do it. The fact that she doesn't protect him, she lets him make an asshole of himself. You know, that was the lifeblood of that show, The Osbournes. I mean, because no one gave a fuck about the stupid kids and Sharon. It was Ozzy, the godfather of heavy metal, being a fucking idiot. To me, that's sinful. Sharon has done nothing but allow him to make a fucking fool of himself. I mean, that's fitting on a day today when I have decided to pull the plug on Dear Meathead because of the concern about, you know, my dad and his faculties. The fact that she lets him make a fucking fool of himself is ridiculous. And the fucking idiot still, it was not an idiot, he's still doing a podcast. And the same Jack, that piece of shit, and the stupid bitch daughter and the stupid bitch wife fucking making Ozzy do that shit. Oh, my God. Fuck. Now, you know, the same way that, you know, people have accused me, like Kate, oh, yeah, you're exploiting your dad, which is couldn't be further from the truth. I believe that they are exploiting him because no one would give a shit about Jack Osbourne or Kelly Osbourne or fucking Sharon Osbourne if it wasn't for fucking Ozzy. Jesus Christ. That is awful. Piano Finger Banger says, I think he's already got some runs in his pants. Rebecca says, who thought that this was a good idea? Man. All right. More baseball. Some of you actually do like baseball. The Chicago White Sox are at the precipice of being the worst team in the history of the major leagues. Okay? I think the all-time record for losses is like 121. So out of 162 game schedule, you would have to lose 121 of them. My God. Holy shit. They, I think, are going to do it. And there have been shots from their stadium where the attendance, there's been like 20, 30 people at the ballpark. I'm not kidding you. This is a stadium that holds 55,000 people, and there's 20 or 30 people at the ballpark. My God. How embarrassing. This one happened in Baltimore. This blooper. This gives you an idea of how awful they are. All right. And the announcers reacting to this play.
Yeah, and the truth is, if you have great stuff.
So some guy from the Orioles hits the ball, a high pop-up to the shallow outfield. And you will have three idiots converging on the ball. One of them has to catch it. But because they suck tons of dick, they can't really, like, communicate with each other. And watch what happens.
You can challenge over the white part of the plate a little bit more. Let your stuff just play. If you don't, you better...
Oh!
Oh, my goodness. The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
Yeah. Oh, no. So this guy's talking. Oh, yeah, he's giving some commentary. Meanwhile, this shit goes on.
Just play. If you don't, you better figure out...
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Figure out...
That collision. Number 20 here. He comes in contact with the outfielder's left shoulder, and it bounces his head back. Right there. This all happens while he's in the air. His feet are off the ground. He's trying to catch the ball. The ball might go in his glove. But that whole thing, that fucked him up. because he goes down and he's like, oh my God. Oh no. Two runs score. This dude's still down. He's like, oh shit. Fuck me. You got to, if you're listening to the audio podcast, you got to go ahead and watch the clip. I wish you were watching this show live because I'm doing some rewind and fast forward frame by frame, and it's fucking great. I like how this guy's now running away. Because if you think about it, like the guy in the middle, he wanted it. He says, get away, I got it, I got it, I got it. And no one's listening to him. And then he finally, he says, fuck this shit, I'm out of here. And he takes off. Look at it. See ya, bye, bye. Oh, no. Oh, my God. And then the announcers.
Just play. If you don't, you better figure out.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
Yeah, and the truth
oh,
is.
Oh, God. That's awful. Bob says, are they remaking Major League? Kenny says, hey, mate, how hard is it to say I got it? Tyler Ed saying that they've gone full White Sox is great. All right. I'll link it up for you to check out. Back to Amy Jo. Jeremy says that Amy Jo looks like Mary Jo, but a Fuko. That's the comment, says Jeremy. No, it's not the one. That is not the one. I think Chris with, again, poster picture and then circle her, either circle her face or circle that area that was mauled by the dog. I think that's the best response. You know, you got to go hard. And when you're in a fight like this, you got to be willing to take runs at facial deformities. I am all about that. If you're going to come at me, I'm going to go for the jugular. I'm going to swing for the fence every time. I'm sorry, but that's how I'm wired. And, you know, I mean, it, you know, people know that I love hard and I mean hard. Suggesting that if you love me hard, I'm going to love you hard back. God damn it. If there's love shown to EZ, I'm going to give you my love. I'm going to jam my love into you. And if you're mean, I'm going to mean back hard as fuck. Because I'm better at being mean than you are. There's no one better at being mean than me. Okay? And if you're sweet to me, I'm going to roll out the red carpet as much as possible. I'm going to do as much as humanly possible for you to make your life good in the time that we are together, to make it an enjoyable experience. I'll be very protective of you. Tyler says, EZ will out-mean you any day of the week. You're goddamn right. Jeremy says, did the media get your name wrong all these years? Was it you that got shot in the face by Amy Fisher? I like what you're doing there. I do. But the problem is, it's such a reference that I think it's still good, but it's too much. It's got to be shorter and sweeter. And circling her face, or at least where the dog mauled her, is still the best out of all of them. Piano Finger Banger says, Did you turn into Trump? Trump or? ? I think there's some words missing in that question. I can't quite gather what you're suggesting there. The NFL season is getting set to start, and I guess people are already taking a run at Taylor Swift. Nate Burleson from the CBS TV morning show had something to say about it.
And for all you guys that are in your feelings, give me my
take
camera.
Several seats.
Get the Nate cam.
Because Nate is pissed off because he says, all you guys that are in your feelings. Now, to you and I, that word is feelings, but I don't think it's a big deal because I like what he's saying here, even if he's saying feelings instead of feelings.
For all you guys that are in your feelings, give me my
take camera. Several seats.
Get the Nate cam.
Get out of your feelings. Oh,
sit
you
down.
Upset? You're a little mad because Taylor Swift is in the promo? Who cares?
Taylor Swift promo angers football fans. By the way, my apologies if the audio was low on this. It's not my fault.
Yes. Okay. Nobody, Nate.
Wipe the drool off your tank top and put some pants on and get out your mama's basement.
Preach, Nate. Preach. Whoa. Keep going.
This would be good if the other two would shut up.
Big deal.
Keep going.
All right. Every other sport can show celebrities at their games. We show Taylor Swift.
No problem.
You get in your feels.
Yes.
And get out of your feelings,
That's
man.
Right.
And watch the game.
And
for all.
I agree with the sentiment, though. Taylor Swift's fantastic, goddammit. If I'm watching TV and I see Taylor Swift is on the game or at the game, I'm all about it. Taylor Swift's awesome. I don't understand the backlash on her. Why does everybody talk shit about her? All she's done is make music that makes people happy. Literally, that's it. She doesn't get fucked up. She doesn't drive drunk. She doesn't insult anybody. She might be a little bit diva-ish, but who wouldn't be if you're like the biggest thing on the planet? Come on now. Give her a fucking break. And she moves the meter. If you're the NFL, you want Taylor Swift involved. Patrick says they put T-Swift front and center during the games, and it's annoying, but that's not on her. No! Kenny says, do they constantly show everyone else's girlfriends or wives? No. Are you suggesting that that would make sense if they put no-name girlfriends or wives on there? You do know why they're putting her on the TV, don't you? It's because she's the most popular act in the world. You don't really do yourself any favors, do you, when you ask questions like that? Well, do they put other wives on there? Well, no, they're not stars, Kenny, you dumbass. He says it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Okay, let's put it to you this way. If your favorite metal act was at a game and they put that person on the screen, you would be like, oh my God, my favorite guy from whatever band I like is at the game. That's cool. Of course you would. It just so happens that that's what they're doing there, and she's very, very popular. So that's why everybody reacts. So, I've just given you a great example. Now, come on. Be honest. Name someone spectacular who you're in love with. If Dimebag Darrell hadn't been killed, let's say they put Dimebag Darrell there and he's like, yeah, let's go Chiefs. Fuck yeah. You'd be like, oh, fucking A, Dimebag Darrell. That would be cool. Would it not? Hang on a second. I'm tired of communicating with you through the chat. I'm just going to call you. Because then I can get you on the phone to get you to relent. Okay? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to you on the phone. Hopefully I can get it to work. I think I can get it. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hang on. hang on a second. I want to make sure it doesn't blow out my ears.
All right. I can
hear you. Yes. Okay, wait a minute. I think I fucked this whole thing up. Hang on. Try it again.
Test. 1, 2.
Well, I think everybody can hear. I think everybody can hear us. So, Ben, I hope it doesn't blast their ears out. So if you can let me know in the chat if this is okay, that would make my life easy. Okay, I think I got it. My apologies.
Yeah, they're probably like, nah, just hang up on him.
Exactly. Okay. I think it's good. So my question to you is this. If you're watching the football game, all right?
Yeah.
And you happen to see Dimebag Daryl on the TV. He's not dead in this fantasy world. Okay?
Well, just say it's early 2000s. There you go.
Yeah. And Dimebag Daryl is at the Tennessee Titans game. How does Kenny react?
Well, yeah, that would be awesome. But the point is, would they constantly show him or anybody that's a celebrity, popular, whatever, would they constantly show them over and over and over? No, they would probably go, hey, there's a shot of so-and-so, and it'd be one and done.
Well, they're we can't say that.
It.
Well,
they're
okay.
Overdoing it. That's the point.
Let's say Dimebag Daryl is the biggest star in the world, and he's like T-Swift. All the kids love Dimebag Daryl. And then they go to him more and more.
That's a great world right there.
You know, would you be like, God, I hate Dimebag Daryl now?
Well, no, and I never said I hated Taylor Swift. The point is that they're just overdoing it. It's simple as that.
Yeah, but why does it bother you?
Well, you're talking about it, so I just said basically it doesn't have to be all the time.
Well, I know, but why does that even bother you?
I don't know. It just does. Like, why does it have to be constant every game, multiple times? Like, they're dating. Yeah, she's going to be there. And, like, if they break up, oh, God, well, what are they going to do?
I
Who
think
are they
the reason why is because she's the biggest name in the world. Of course she's going to be on TV.
I think
the biggest what did you say?
Really? You think she's like the most popular star or whatever right now? That's weird to me. She's literally from like down the street from where I live, and I know people that knew her and went to school with her, and they can't stand her, and they're like, yeah, she wasn't that great, she wasn't that talented. I don't
Kenny,
know why she's
Kenny,
it's just funny.
Just because you know people that know her, that doesn't mean that she's not the biggest star in the world. She could sell out.
Well, I don't give a crap about her. I don't listen to that cheesy ass.
I know, but
music.
I mean, I don't either. But it's easy to acknowledge that she is the biggest star in the world by ticket sales and album sales and wealth. You know, those are the things you measure that by. And
well, have you actually measured it? Like, Google it. Like, is she the biggest star in the world? That would be amazing to me. I don't know that. Do you know that?
I would say it's pretty safe to assume that there is a short list of people, and she would be on that list.
Well, I would agree she's probably on that list, too, as sad as that is, but I don't think she's number one.
Okay, well, thanks for bogging down the conversation. The point of it, the point is why you get butt hurt when you see a widow girl on TV. Why?
No, I really don't care one way or the other. It's just
yes,
fun to
you
mess
do.
With you.
You get pissed off. You said it on the chat. You're so upset. I'm so mad. Oh my God.
No, I never watched the Chiefs play, but anytime that it's actually on randomly and I like walk by the TV, it's like, oh, they're talking about her again. Like,
well, you wrote, I'm looking at it. Stop making a big deal out of it. It's not a big deal. No,
it's not.
It is. It is. That's why they do it.
But it's not, though.
To you, but to the people in the world, and that's a lot of them who love her. That's a big deal. They love her. Why do you think they put her on there?
Well, there's a lot of people. It's not just me. There's a lot of people that don't like her and think they're overdoing it. I'm not like the only one.
Yeah, but it is greatly outnumbered by the people who love her.
Well, that doesn't mean we have to shut up and not say anything.
Yeah, which brought me to the question, why are you so hurt?
It's not about being hurt. It's just, it's constant. It's over and over and over and over. They're dating. She's going to be there. It's not surprising. Why do they constantly have to talk about her? And show her.
Nick makes a great point.
Again. Oh, my God. Here she is again. Oh, it's another game. Look, you know who's here. Yes, we know who's here. Shut the fuck up. That's, I mean, this is like, God, just play a fucking game. Focus on the game. Do the fucking job of talking about the fucking game, not who's there. It gets so fucking old, and I swear to God, every time the Chiefs game is on, I'm turning that shit off. I ain't watching it.
Let's see. First of all, Nick writes, I want to see them cut to Taylor when Kelsey gets Theismaned. So, like, when he gets injured, I guess. Becky writes, it's all about marketing. And then she follows it up with, I think Kenny hates women.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tyler adds, Kenny is almost as incensed, than he was at Z Speed guy.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. You've been very helpful today.
Oh, okay. Well, glad to be of service.
All right. See ya.
Later.
I'm glad he was able to speak for himself. I don't know why the mic gets all fucking wonky like that. I'm so far from making this correct. Hopefully you were able to make out my words. My apologies, but that's the way it goes. Oh my God. Well, anyway, I love Taylor Swift. I think she's great. I got no problem with her on TV. Anybody who has a problem with Taylor Swift on TV is either a MAGA woman hater or Kenny. One or the other. Maureen said, is Kenny flapping his arms right now, a la the NFK? Patrick says, I agree with Kenny. Piano Finger Banger says Kenny is going to blow a gasket. All good. All right. This is the Dan Campbell Applebee's commercial. Thank you to Chris for sending it along. As Joe Martinez weighs in with, I don't like her on TV. He's got a problem with her too. I have no problem with Taylor Swift. Anybody who does is a simpleton. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell for Applebee's.
Welcome to Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
Okay. He's putting the thing that you write the order down over his mouth so that you can't see his lips moving. You know how coaches do that shit?
Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth. They could steal your order.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming.
I love it. They're going to, okay. They better have paid him a handsome amount of money, because that's going to move the meter, especially in Detroit. That guy's fantastic. Joe Martinez does not like Dan Campbell. He says, another joke, Dan Campbell. What is your problem with Dan Campbell? I'm curious. Is there anything specific that he's done? I'm anxious to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, way back when, a similar video emerged from Texas Tech University. This might be an old clip because it says 3-3 for each of the teams. 3 wins, 3 losses. But they have a bell that they ring. And if you shoot a video at the right angle, it looks like the guy who's working the bell is ferociously fucking pounding his putt.
Well, Texas Tech has shown a little bit of everything.
Oh.
Well, Texas Tech has shown a little bit of everything.
Someone wrote they probably could have chosen a different camera angle. And finally, these are all sent to me, by the way, from Chris D. He's fantastic. Excellent show contributor and all-around great guy. Hawk Tua, Haley Welch, is launching a podcast called Talk Tua with Haley Welch. That's a brilliant name. From Hawk Tua to Talk Tua with Haley Welch. Good. That's a great name for a podcast. She's got several things going for her. I know the thing to do is try to bring somebody like that down and take a run at them. But all she did was funny in a video that everybody fell in love with. She was quick to recognize that it was 15 minutes of fame. In a lot of her time that she was enjoying that 15 minutes of fame, she was like raising food for people who are less fortunate. She was, she did a couple of charity things. And was quick to acknowledge that this is fleeting. She's also has the look. She's super cute. Great spirit. She's no dummy. She seems like a lot of fun, great laugh, adorable, frankly. And now she's going to do a podcast. If she can make it happen, she will make a ton of money. And she's taking her time doing it. I love stories about people who can somehow create something out of nothing just because of a random moment on the street like that. I think it's great. A guy like me, fucking grinding away every fucking day for hours every day trying to get a handful of people to check me out. Fuck yeah, I'm happy for her. Well done. I have nothing bad to say about Haley Welch. Hawk Tua, Talk Tua. Kenny writes, she took that name from the meme, which said, if she doesn't Hawk Tua, I don't want to talk to her. Okay. Didn't know that was a meme. very funny. If Hawk Tua started dating an NFL player, she might give T. Swift a run for her money with NFL screen time. Wouldn't that be something, though? What a world would it be with, you know, Taylor Swift being on the screen because, well, she's so popular, but her talk to a Hawk Tua being popular, too. But, I mean, Jim Nance would have to say, and there's Hawk Tua, which means, hey, there's that girl that spits on cocks. That's what he'd be saying. She is famous because she will spit on a guy's ding-dong. That's it. That's what's going on. She is willing to say that she spits on guys' cocks. Can you imagine being the guy, and there has to have at least been one since that first video went viral, or when she became famous, there has to have been at least one time that she was on the business end of some guy's joint and she actually went Hawk Tua, right? That would be incredible. Kenny says she's been trying to do good for animal shelters and whatnot. Kudos to her. Oh yeah, she's fucking great. I agree. Good for her. I need John Madden to illustrate Hawk Tua on a telestrator. Yeah, that would be good for all of us if John Madden were with us. But you know he's dead, right? Tell me you know that John Madden is dead. Or did I just break the news to you that John Madden is in fact dead? All right. We have a lot to get to on the Patreon. Some lady at the local drive-thru waves a gun. This is Grand Rapids' newest psychopath who wants to take home a little girl. That's him. We'll talk about that guy. And Rockford High School, locally, something fell out of a parent's car, which caused a major problem. That will be part of our Patreon bonus podcast. Think about your nominations for Asshole of the Day, please. As you know, I've teamed up with EstateWise to talk about estate planning. You're like, my God, EZ, do we really have to talk about this? Well, look, if you are an adult, you need estate planning. It doesn't just have to be if you're married or with kids. If you are an adult, you should have your estate planned out. If not, those closest to you are going to have to spend a lot of time and a lot of patience and a lot of money in making the world right. Because what is yours goes into probate if you don't have this taken care of. You can have this taken care of just by starting with a simple phone call to Zach at EstateWise. 616-540-7544. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Zach, because if he can't help you because he's licensed in Michigan, he will put you in touch with one of the people in his network so that you can take the necessary step to getting your estate planned appropriately. Okay? You must get professional help from a qualified estate planning attorney to ensure that your plan is comprehensive and legally sound. This isn't just, well, I'm going to give everything to my wife. Yeah, that's a will. And a lot of that is not enforceable. An attorney like Zach can customize the estate plan to fit your unique needs. Mention your old pal EZ, and you will get 15% off of your estate planning services. It's Zach's way of helping you take that important first step of reaching out to find out more about how you can basically get your ducks in a row. Okay? Because your home, your car, your assets, whatever it is you have, if you don't have that taken care of with an estate plan, well, congratulations. You've just made things very, very difficult for your loved ones with your untimely passing. So You never know when you're going to go, so get this taken care of. Don't fuck around with this shit. Reach out to Zach today, 616-540-7544 for EstateWise. The website is estate, estate-wise.com. Estate-wise.com. I said that weird. Estate-wise.com. All right. Joe Martinez is in here again, raising hell. That's good to see. He's alive and kicking. Let's see. Dan Campbell cannot make sound decisions, he says. So are you telling me, Joe, that he made enough poor sound decisions that he won 12 games last year and two playoff games and was within 30 minutes of going to the Super Bowl? I would beg to differ on his ability to make a sound decision. Just saying. Looks like he made plenty of sound decisions, if you ask me. Most of the NFL is fed up with Dan Campbell because he makes so many sound decisions. Of all the things you can say about Dan Campbell, I don't know if you can say that he doesn't make sound decisions. I think there's only a handful of coaches who made better sound decisions than he did. One could argue. That's just the way it seems, though. Who am I? Anyway, make a sound decision and get your furnace tune-up / diagnostic test for free. That's right. Fuckface is here right now. You can call him at 616-516-8579. Pinche pendejo, stupido. Reach out to him, 616-516-8579, and say, pinche pendejo, stupido, I want a free tune-up / diagnostic. If you have not done this in the last 2 years with DTE and gotten it free, you can get it free. So just reach out to Joe and say, hey, Joe, am I getting this free? And he'll tell you. 616-516-8579. Patrick says, asshole of the day, Zane's revised Mint Mobile commercial. Yeah, I did a new one, and I guess I didn't go, you know, the gotchas. And it frustrated him. Thank you, Joe Martinez. Two more sponsors to mention. First of all, Blue Frost IT. Anything tech-related, you call them in Grand Rapids. 616-285-50. Longtime partner. And then buy now, refinance later. Holy shit. Mario Flores, the Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Love them so much. Reach out. If you want to get started on your mortgage today, that's 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the listening audience. Latest customers, one of them, Jackie and Justin, got a mortgage from Mario. 231-332-6505. Mario will roll out the red carpet for you no matter where you are in the U.S. Make that call and say, Mario, easy sent me. Get me a low interest rate as low as you can go. Let's make that happen. Special care for first-time buyers who will help you out with all your dumb questions. 231-332-6505 today. Hey, I'd like to say that my recovery today has been excellent. Today's asshole of the day. Let's go with our pal Amy Jo Dabrowski is your TC Paintball asshole of the day. Her of a dog-bitten face Congratulations. Amy Jo Dobrowski is the asshole of the day. Joe Martinez is talking up his Michigan Wolverines. He says, hey, Eric, we are Michigan. Sharon spanked those Juts. I'm not sure what that means. Lions need him on the coaching staff. I don't know. Piano Finger Banger says Texas is going to bitch slap Michigan, unfortunately. That should be a great game. Is Texas highly rated? I know Michigan is a highly rated team right now. They were number 9 going into that game with Fresno State. Michigan defense is very strong. Let's see where we are here. Michigan football. Where are my glasses? Wow, Texas is number 4 in the nation. That's going to be a fucking slobber knocker, but it's at Michigan. I'm surprised Texas is favored there. I would assume that that would be like even. Texas is 3, Michigan is 10, according to Joe. What I'm looking at has it 4-9, but whatever. I'm surprised that they're favored by that much. I thought that it would be like even because Michigan at home is that should, but maybe that was the reason why. I don't know. Joe says it's going to be cold and raining, but he will be there at the game. Take a picture for us. Kenny says, send questions for Dear Kyleski tomorrow to Eric's email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. So if you have a question for Kyle, as Dear Meathead, we have transitioned away from Dear Meathead with a new call-in segment called Dear Kyleski. eric@ericzaneshow.com is where you send them. That is the Shoreliner Striping inbox. If you have a question about anything at all, Kyle is happy to step in the shoes, big shoes to fill, I'm sure. We will do that tomorrow. That is my time for today. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Kenny says, I love the idea of you just telling him on the phone call tomorrow. Yeah, that's a good idea. Nick writes, Dear Kyle, where does your Valley Girl accent come from? I don't even know if he's going to know what that means. If you don't send them, I can just read them off the chat tomorrow, too. We can do that as well. Have a great one, folks. Till next time. Bye-bye.